Joel Castleberry and Kion Mason back deep to our right for Lakewood St. Ed's. Also back there is Carlton Lattingham the second. And teeing it up is Yost Cole, that is, for Springfield on his own 40. Off to our left. Tees it on the near side hash mark. Division One, the big school game. Nice crowd on hand. Both communities fired up. Lakewood St. Ed's looking for their fifth title. Springfield looking for their first. Yost puts a full boot into it. It heads the way of Castleberry on the near sideline. Fields it on his own 10 right on the sideline. Castleberry across the 20 on the near side numbers and near the 25. Almost gets to the 30-yard line. Gets it out to the 27. First and 10 there for Lakewood St. Ed.
Castleberry offers from Central Michigan and UT Martin. Older brother Jordan Castleberry started at running back on their last state title team. He currently plays at UT Martin.
Talented set of players, to say the least, for Lakewood St. Ed, and Coach Lombardo has had a special group this year. Has Ramos in at quarterback to start the game, obviously, with his running back in Enovich. Next to him, the 1,400-yard back. Shotgun formation, handoff, Enovich with a big hole, middle of the field, midfield, 40, 30, near numbers 20, down to the 10, and caught at the 5-yard line. Right over the center, gets all the way down to the 1-yard line on the first and 10 from his own 27. 72 yards on the first play.
Just a power off tackle play that time. Went right behind left tackle Joey Lavelle, and he blew a big hole for him.
Nearly went the distance, did the running back in Enovich. And Enovich remains out there. Shotgun again, first and goal as they enter the Hopper Insurance red zone at the one of Springfield. Ramos out of the gun gives Enovich, works over left guard, and he's stopped at the line this time. Nice push up front, as we mentioned. This red zone trip brought to you by Hobart Insurance. Call 330-674-9091 or go to hobartinsurance.com to see how much you can save.
Taiwan January with the big push up front in the middle for Springfield that time.
January with 90 tackles on the year. Rayshon Manning Jr. split out wide right here. Second and goal from the one. Shotgun on the left, cash for St. Ed's. Keep this time for Ramos. Out of the shotgun, runs left side, and there's that defensive front. Jock Brown, Taiwan January, and Jackson Himes. That three-man front, the defensive end, nose guard, and defensive end for Springfield. Stop it at the 1-yard line again. It's third and goal at the one for St. Ed's.
Yeah, January's 5'11", 280. Brown's 6'2", 280. They're pretty tough, stout dudes on the inside for Springfield.
Pistol this time for Ramos. Goodall split out wide left. Manning Jr. out wide right. Enovich in the backfield on the third and goal from the one. Handoff Danny Enovich. Enovich stopped at the line again. He goes 72 yards on the first play, and after that, this Springfield defense that's forced three postseason shutouts protects the end zone like they've done all postseason. Fourth and goal at the one.
Yeah, St. Ed's three times tried to attack the middle of the defense, and Springfield's two inside tackles are saying, not on my watch.
St. Ed's goes 72 yards, first play from scrimmage. Enovich, the tailback, takes it that distance. Now they have a fourth and goal at the one of Springfield here in the Division One state championship game. Manning Jr. splits out wide right, far side of the field. Shotgun for Ramos. Enovich to his left. Run left here for Ramos. Dive for the end zone. Stop short. Oh, what a defensive stand by Springfield on the first possession of the game.
Joquel Brown from his inside tackle spot came out and de-cleated the quarterback as he cut in to go across the goal line.
Oh, man.
What a play by number 57.
What a defense. A defense that gives up 6.9 points per game, and they shut it away there. That might be a huge inflection point later in the game.
Let's see what their offense can do here.
First and 10 for Springfield, literally in the shadow of their own goalposts. Tayshawn Smoot, the quarterback, going to be in the pistol here. He's the dual threat quarterback. and an awesome quarterback at that, but has some great targets to get the ball to. Springfield looking for their first title, and before the play.
Delay of game, maybe?
Delay of game on Springfield.
Well, so, if you're going to get one, that's the place to get it.
How about that? Lakewood St. Ed's goes 72 yards on their first play. Then they get four cracks from the one of Springfield, and they're stuffed four times.
That's why you hustle on every play.
Smoot, again, in the gun. Has Javen Norman with him in the backfield. Now he'll go to the slot on the far side. Back to throw is Smoot. Goes far sideline. Norman is open, 20. Far numbers at the 25, and then run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Right along the far sideline, tackle made by Kyan Mason back there in the defensive secondary for Lakewood St. Ed's, but it's a pickup of 29 yards, first and 10 for Springfield at their own 30. And Tayshawn Smoot shows off that arm. Over 2,600 yards passing on the year to go along with 960 yards rushing. He has a first and 10, 9:08 first quarter. First possession here for Springfield after they stuff St. Ed's at the one-yard line. Smoot back to throw on the first and 10. Looks near sideline. Brown is there, the wide receiver. Caught it in St. Ed's territory near numbers on the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Another beautiful ball. First and 10 to the St. Ed's 37. The kid has a cannon.
The speed out wide for Springfield is going to present problems for St. Ed's in this game.
Minnesota commit in Anthony Brown, the one who made the reception there, his 52nd of the year. A talent, to say the least. Obviously, P.J. Fleck up at Minnesota saw something in him. First and 10 for Springfield, the 37 of Lakewood St. Ed's. In the pistol this time, Smoot back to throw on the play action, rolls right, has time, looks downfield, runs out of bounds on the near sideline at the 40 of St. Ed's. And that's where he stopped, but they say he actually went out at the 39. Gives us a chance to tell you that 89 Homes offers a wide selection of floor plans, ranches, two stories, and custom drafted home plans. Route 30 and 89 in Jeromesville, online at 89homes.com and on Facebook. Second and 12. For Springfield in the shotgun on the St. Ed's 39, working left to right. Running back in the game now, Tyron Barnes to the right of Smoot here. Brown splits out wide right, the Minnesota commit. Smoot back to throw on the second and long. Steps up, now runs. 30, near numbers, and then dives there inside the 30 of St. Ed's. Went down right at the 30 for a gain of 9. Third and 3 upcoming at the St. Ed's 30-yard line. 8:05, first quarter, no score. Springfield going down the field here on their first offensive drive. Again, their defense, the one that stands tall early in the game with a defensive stand at the 1-yard line. St. Ed's had four cracks from the Springfield one, and Springfield turns them away. Third and 3, shotgun for Springfield at the St. Ed's 30-yard line on the near side hash mark. Play clock down to 3. Smoot in the gun, takes the snap, looks to throw, goes left side of the formation. Brown caught it at the 25, down to the 24 on the far side hash marks. That's good for 6 and a first down.
That was a nice job by Smoot. He looked over the defense, found the receiver that the defender was the furthest away from, just caught the ball and threw it to him.
First and 10, the St. Ed's 24 for Springfield. Smoot again in the gun. Ball spotted on the left side hash mark. And Barnes remains in as the running back to the right of Smoot. Has three wide receivers on the far side, one of them being Anthony Brown, his favorite target. Handoff goes here to Barnes, the tailback, and Barnes stuffed right at the line, gets back to the line of scrimmage at the St. Ed's 24. We're now 4 minutes and some change into this Division I state title game and no score. Springfield with the football right now on the St. Ed's 24 with a second and 10.
Mike Kilbane, the left defensive end for St. Ed's, in on that last play. And it's going to be tough trodden trying to run the ball between the tackles, but they have to show it to be able to set their pass up.
Right now, just three men down for St. Ed's in the defensive front. And five wide here for Smoot on a second and 10 from the St. Ed's 24. Smoot back to throw, looks left, throws towards the end zone. That one almost caught on the far sideline on the 9-yard line of St. Ed's, but just dropped out there by the wide receiver. Good coverage that time by St. Ed's and made it tough on the wide receiver to get a hand on it. I believe that was Thigpen who dropped the ball out there.
Yeah, and Smoot, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with him. That was a back shoulder throw that time, and that was the only way he could have got the ball to the receiver because the defender was all over it.
It was Thigpen. He splits out wide left again here. Has Daleon Bradley is one of the four on the near side. He's the safety with 30 offers, third and 10 for Springfield from the St. Ed's 24. Keeping his Smoot right over the offensive line, right over the center, gets 1 yard down to the 23 on the left side hash marks, and it's going to bring up a fourth and 9. So, again, similar to St. Ed's, Springfield goes down the field. The St. Ed's defense, as Springfield gets close to the red zone, starts to tighten up. Fourth and 9 for Springfield at the St. Ed's 23. 6 minutes and some change into the game. No score. Big play here again. Fourth and 9. Springfield at the St. Ed's 23. Smoot in the gun. Daleon Bradley to his right. Thigpen alone on the far side, and before the play, whistles and a false start on Springfield.
Left tackle.
Ventrac is your one tractor solution made to work all year long. Check out the versatile Ventrac 4500 compact tractor at Mass Lepley Ag Hardware and Turf, 4 miles east of Worcester on Old Route 30 and online at masslepley.com. Now fourth and 14 for Springfield. The St. Ed's 28. Smoot in the offense. They went right down the field on the first couple of plays. St. Ed's defense has stood tall. They're in the shotgun. Four wide here. Smoot to throw. Pressure comes. Gets rid of it near sideline. Brown had it in his hand on the 15 on the near sideline. Couldn't hang on, and he had space to turn it upfield too. And St. Ed's defense turns Springfield away after they go right down the field. First and 10 for the Eagles now of St. Ed's at their own 28. And with that being the case, 5:14 in the first quarter, TV timeout. We'll take the timeout with them here on WQKT. No score, St. Ed's and Springfield, 5:14, first quarter.
At Village Motors, we take great pride in our product, and we have two new models in stock that we're very excited about. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and the full-size Ford Bronco has finally arrived. It is built Ford tough, and it just screams Bronco when you look at it. It is the real deal, and you need to see it and drive it for yourself. Also, the Grand Cherokee Extended Length L model has arrived. The first third-seat option for the Grand Cherokee, it combines luxury and off-road capability with the ability to carry 7 passengers. Stop out soon to see the Bronco and the Grand Cherokee L at Village Motors in Millersburg.
The right window treatment should complement your decor and also provide protection and security. Stoller Floors can treat your windows with a wide selection of blinds, shutters, and shades. Blinds and shades shield the room from light at various levels and help protect your flooring and upholstery from UV rays. Shutters provide a fabulous look for larger spaces. When you shop Stoller Floors for your window coverings, you'll find plenty of options that are sure to make your project successful. Stoller Floors is on North Main Street in Orville, across from White's Ford.
Well, it's a great day at Panda Roof, specializing in residential installations and repairs for metal, asphalt, and flat roofs. For more information, visit pandaroofing.com. Panda Roof, home of the lifetime roof. 5:14, first quarter, Division I state championship game at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, Lakewood St. Ed's 0, Springfield 0. Defense, the story of the game so far, Pete Norman.
Yeah, defense is the story of the game, and it's hanging on by a thread defense as both teams moved the ball in their first series. 72 yards for Springfield, 76 yards for St. Ed's, and they get to the 20. Inside the 20, you run out of football field to work with, so things get a lot tougher. It may come down to a nice kicker, whoever has the better kicker.
It could. Both teams not bad in the kicking department.
No.
Cole Yost, a 43-yard long on the air for Springfield. First and 10 for St. Ed's on their own 28 shotgun. Keeping here is Ramos on the read option. Nearly lost the football. Gets across his own 30 to his own 31 on the far side hash marks. That's where a big hit comes in from the Springfield defense. Christian McMillan, the safety, the one who laid down the hit there. and it brings up a second down and now 7 to go for St. Ed's on their own 31.
Yeah, had he pitched that to the back, he was covered as well. That just was great defense.
Well, and again, defense the strength for Springfield. Yeah. Three straight shutouts in the postseason over Dublin, Jerome, Finley, and Marysville. Second and 7 for St. Ed's, their own 31. Shotgun for Ramos, Enovich to his left. Ramos play action, rolls right, throws right flat, catches made on the 33-yard line there by the receiver in Miklich. Ryan, who makes the catch up to his own 34, but big hit coming from the defensive secondary there from Springfield. Third and 4 upcoming for St. Ed's on their own 34.
Yeah, that was Joel Castleberry. And you want to talk about closing speed? That was closing speed right there.
Seems like the entire Springfield defense from end to end can fly. Third and 4 for St. Ed's, their own 34. Four wide receivers for Ramos. Back to throw, looks left, throws, and it's caught across the 40-yard line in between the hash marks. Connor Goodall there, his 25th reception of the year, up to his own 30 or 42-yard line. Good for a gain of 8 and a first down.
Taking what the defense gives him right there. They were given the inside release. They didn't want to get beat outside, and he took the inside release and found himself open.
So first and 10 for St. Ed's, out to their own 42. Ramos in the gun, Enovich to his left. Hand off Enovich around the right end this time. Enovich with a nice run here across the 45 to the 49. That's good for 7. Second and 3 upcoming for St. Ed's. 3:20 opening quarter, no score between St. Ed's and Springfield, and St. Ed's going a little bit hurry up here. Second and 3 at their own 49. Shotgun again for Ramos. Goodall out wide right. Hand off Enovich. Around right tackle again this time, and good for a first down into Springfield territory to the 46. It's clear who they're running behind, too. The right tackle, Ben Roebuck, the young man who has offers from Boston College, Pitt, and Rutgers at 6'8", 320. He's a load.
I think he'll get more offers from some bigger schools as he progresses through his high school. He's got 2 more years after this year. And, yes, they're running right off his outside hip.
First and 10 for St. Ed's, the 46 of Springfield. Ramos in the pistol, Enovich behind him. Three wide receivers as well. Hand off Enovich. Enovich, another nice run here inside the 45, down to the 40 of Springfield. Good for 6. Second and 4 upcoming. And it's nothing fancy, but it's getting the job done for St. Ed's on this drive.
You gotta wonder if they may be primed to take a shot over the top here just to stretch that defense out a little bit.
Second and 4, St. Ed's at the Springfield 40. 6 rushes so far for Enovich for 89 yards. Ramos hands this time. Enovich around the left end. Enovich inside the 40 to the 35. Good for another first down, down to the 33-yard line. 7 more. Enovich already approaching 100 yards here. 10 minutes gone in the first quarter and no score between Lakewood St. Ed's and Springfield in the D1 state title game.
90 yards on 7 carries.
Impressive start. First and 10 for St. Ed's, the 33 of Springfield. Shotgun, handoff again, Enovich. Left side this time, gets down to the 32 for a pickup of 1. Second and 9 upcoming. 1:38, clock runs first quarter, and no score.
Jackson Himes that time from his left defensive end spot made that tackle.
3.5 sacks on the year for Himes. He's just a freshman.
Yeah.
And he's a talent. Second and 9. For Lakewood St. Ed's, 80 seconds remain in the opening quarter. They have it on the Springfield 32. Ramos in the gun. Manning Jr. splits out wide left. Ramos to throw, right sideline. Pass caught by Miklich inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line. Nice throw there by Ramos, actually down to the 25. Good for 7. Third and 2 upcoming for the St. Ed's offense at the 25 of Springfield.
And that's where they want to live tonight in this game. Third and less than 4 advantage St. Ed's.
Manning Jr. splits out wide right. Goodall out wide left. Wing on the right side of the line for St. Ed's on the 25. Back to throws Ramos out of the gun. Rolls right now. Gets to the far sideline. Has space. 25, 20, and then near the 15-yard line. Got around the right end there and goes all the way down to the 17. good for a first down to the Springfield 17-yard line. And again, a trip to the red zone here brought to you by Hobern Insurance. Call 330-674-9091 or go to Hobern Insurance to see how much you can save. First and 10 for St. Ed's, the 17 of Springfield. Manning Jr. out wide right again here. Goodall and Miklich, two of the wide receivers on the near side, along with Miller. Enovich to the right here of Ramos. Handoff, Enovich around the left end, has a hole. Enovich near sideline, five, and into the end zone. Oh, he stopped on a dime on the four-yard line right on the sideline and cut up and in for six. A 17-yard touchdown run by Danny Enovich. His 21st rushing touchdown of the year puts St. Ed's up 6-0. 51 seconds remain, first quarter.
And that all happened because wide receiver Ryan Miklich stayed with his block on the outside, and it just created an outside edge for him to turn the corner. And once he got the corner turned, there was nobody there.
Now Weston Junk to attempt the extra point. And at the uprights to our left, Junk, who hasn't missed an extra point this year, is now 26 out of 26. 7-0, St. Ed's, 51 seconds remain. First quarter, timeout.